Now we're holding on Chof Beis, Omid Beis, the third line from the bottom. We were talking about yesterday about the fact that you can be koine an Eved Pnani or Shivcha Knanis, or one of the ways is through Chazaka. We said when the Eved does certain kinds of work for you, then that constitutes Chazaka. The Gemara had mentioned various things involving, for example, tying or untying his shoes or carrying clothes to the bathhouse, etc. And then there's a machlokas who's showing him whether it would also apply to, for example, field work or farm work. We also mentioned that when it comes to, we also mentioned that there's a difference in that regard between an as far as kinyan mashicha, between an eved who's an adult versus a child. An adult has das atzmai, so therefore, just to call him to come over wouldn't be a kinyan, but to grab a hold of him and pull him over would. Whereas with a katan, even calling him and having him come over would be a kinyan, like a behemoth, because he has no das. So now the Gemara tells a short story about this matter of acquiring an eved with chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda Hindeva. Rabbi Yehuda, the Hindeva. Now Rashi translates Hindeva as Me'eretz Kush, that he was from Ethiopia, where we find in a few places in Targum where Kush is translated as Hindeva. There's all, I mean, on the so you have that. The word Hindeva actually sounds a lot like Hindu or like India or whatever. So some say that actually the Eretz Kush that Rashi and that Targum mean may in fact mean India or someplace close to that. You have the Machlokas in Masech and Megillah when it says by Achashverosh that he ruled Mehodu Vad Kush. Is it that Hodu and Kush are at opposite ends of the known world, in which case Hodu would be India and Kush would be Ethiopia? Or is it that Kush is actually near Hodu, in which case it would be in that same general area in India or Afghanistan or something like that? Anyway, this Rabbi Yehuda was from there. Ger she'en lo yoshin hava, he was a ger who had no heirs. He had come from Hindeva, wherever it is, whether Kush means Ethiopia or India. He had become a ger, and now he was. And he was about to pass away. He had no children, so therefore he has nobody to inherit him, because his birth family is not considered related to him in halacha. His wife, if he had a wife, doesn't yarshin him in halacha. So therefore there's nobody. So what happens is, as the Gemara is going to mention in a couple of lines, top of the next omud, therefore all of his nechasim are free for the taking for any Jew. Cholash, he was feeling sick. He had fallen sick. Ol Marzutra Shirley Bay, so Marzutra came to ask about him and to be Mavaka Khoila. Khazid Takifle Almatuva, he saw that Rabbi Yehuda is very having a very difficult time of it, meaning Rashi says Goisis, he's breathing his last. Omale La Avde, so Marzutra says to Rabbi Yehuda Hindeva's Eved, Shloifli Masani, take off my shoes, Va'amti Yunu Levesa, and bring them to my house. The point of that is, he wanted to acquire this Eved with Chazaka, for reasons that the Gemara is going to explain in a second, why he needed to do it right then and there. The point is, well, one idea is, in other words, that he wants to take him before somebody else does. But we're going to see in the Gemara soon, is it that also he needed to do it in order to prevent the Eved himself from going free? We'll get to that in a second. One point is also that Mefoshim point out that just taking off the shoes in and of itself might not, in principle, ought to be enough. We learned before that that is a Kenyan Chazaka, but he wanted to make sure that it should be an ongoing thing. When the moment Rabbi Yehuda passes away, the Eved should be busy doing work for him, rather than that he's going to be Koina himself. So the Gemara says, Ika de Amri Godel Hava. Now, what was the situation over here? Some say that this Eved was an adult. So if Rabbi Yehuda had passed away without someone, in this case Mazutra, another Yid, getting a hold of him, then the Eved would have gone free. And in that case, Zeh Perush L'Misav, Zeh Perush L'Chaim, in which case, the moment one of them, Rabbi Yehuda, separated from this world and passed away, then Mazutra went in the other direction to life, meaning, in other words, there wasn't even a moment that the Eved was under his own ownership, where there he would go free, but rather it immediately transitioned from Rabbi Yehuda to Mazutra. the Ikadamri cotton haver. Others say that this Eved was actually a cotton. And by the way, the Pnei Yeshua points out they're not arguing on the Metzios. What it was is when the story was first told over in Mazutra's times, they didn't he didn't specify what the status of the Eved was. And in a later generation in the Beis Medrash, when they were discussing it and what halachic implications the story has, then they were discussing, we don't know, was this Eved a gadol or a cotton? Anyway, the Ikadamri cotton haver. Others say that he was a cotton, in which case, what Mazutra did would not be according to Abishol, where Abishol would say, as we're going to say in a second, that even if that you waited, you'd still be able to acquire this Eved later, because he being a cotton, he can't acquire himself right now. A Godol would have been able to, but a cotton wouldn't, because again, he has no das. So therefore, if Mazutra is making a point of being machzik in him as soon as possible, that would mean that he doesn't agree with Abishol, and he would say that even a cotton would be, even an Eved cotton would become free the moment Rabbi Yehuda dies, if somebody else hasn't taken him as an Eved in between. Namely, Titania, we learn in a Braisa, Ger Shemes, when a Ger Tzedek passes away, or Bizbizu Yisrael Nechasav, and Jews go and Bizbizu literally means plunder, but it means, in other words, they take as Nechasim because they're Hefker now and they're available. V'hoyu behen avodim, and among those Nechasim are slaves, Bein Gdolim Bein Ktanim, whether those are slaves are adults or children, konuatzman b'nei choren, then they acquire themselves and they become b'nei choren because there was a period of time when they weren't under anybody's ownership because the ger passed away and only later on did Jews come to take his property. On the other hand, Abishol, g'dolim konuatzman b'nei choren, Abishol says only the adults have acquired themselves as b'nei choren like that. Ketanim kol machzik behem zocha behem, as opposed to where the ketanim, anybody who gets a hold of them, even afterwards, has made a chazak on them because they don't have das to acquire themselves. That's how Rashi explains the girsa and the story. Tosfos has many questions on that, why do we have to say that Mazutra is disagreeing with Abishol when this Eved is a child? Just say he agrees with Abishol, but practically speaking, he wanted to get a hold of the Eved before somebody else preempts him. Also, why are we saying not like Abishol? Say like the Chachamim. There's a Gemara that we learned in Gittin where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi paskins like Abishol, and then the halacha ends up following that. So the halacha is like Abishol. So why would we assume that Mazutra is disagreeing with that? So for all those and other, Tosfos rather has the girsa over here, not udeloi ka Abishol, but just the opposite, ucha Abishol. What Mazutra did does agree with Abishol's opinion. So then you have a few possibilities what the Gemara means by that. One is, again, that he wanted to, yes, Abishol would say that he could do it later. Yes, the Gemara says he could do it later, but he wanted to do it before somebody else does it. Another possibility is the Gemara means, according to the second version, if he was a gadol, it wouldn't help because he has a yad of his own. So even having him as an eved, according to this opinion, Abishol would say that even having him work as an eved at the time when Rabbi Yehuda is dying wouldn't help. And therefore, according to this version, necessarily we would have to say that he's a cotton. In fact, according to that understanding, it would mean that when did he tell him to take off his shoes, etc., would actually be after Rabbi Yehuda passed away, because there's no particular reason to tell him to do it beforehand, because it wouldn't make a difference. And Tosfos goes on with other answers as well. And other Rishonim talk about different other possibilities, but whatever the point is, that we see from this story that you can acquire avodim by chazaka. You also see that there is a difference between a gadol and a cotton in terms of that a gadol has das and has a yad of his own, whereas an eved is whereas a cotton does not. With that said, the Ritva says that all that the Gemara in Gittin over there discusses this point also, and it also brings this Braisa with Abba Shaul's opinion. And the Gemara says over there, the Gemara starts by assuming that that's the difference between a gadol and a katan. One has das and a yad, the other one doesn't. On the other hand, the Gemara ends up saying over there that the real question is, to what extent do we compare an Eved Kanani to an Isha, where there is a certain comparison between them by Exeter Shava on the word loch. And therefore, that is what tells us, for example, that just like an Isha, you can divorce with a get, so also an Eved Kanani, you can free with a get. So on the one hand, you could say with an Isha, it doesn't matter her age, either way, a get is effective. On the other hand, Abba Shaul would say that, no, when you divorce a wife, you you take away, all you had was an issue of Eishas Ish, and that's being removed. When it comes to an Eved, you have two things over there that we talked about in Gittin. You have, number one, you had a monetary ownership over him, and number two, you had the issue that they can't marry a Bas Yisrael, and therefore, so now if the Odin dies, you take away one part of that, but you still have to have, you still have to have the Kinyan Mammon, and a Kotten is not able to do that, not having a Yad and not having Das, and therefore Abba Shaul says, Kala Machzik Behem Zacha Behem. Okay. Now, going back to the Gemara, we said in the Mishnah, we said that how can an Eved Kanani acquire himself, meaning how does he become free? So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. Rav Meir had said, "Bekesef al yedei acherim or v'shtar al yedei atzmai." The money has to be via somebody else. The shtar can be by himself, that he personally receives the shtar. And the Chum said the other way around, "Bekesef al yedei atzmai or v'shtar al yedei acherim." So let's analyze that and figure out why each of them holds the way he does, and what, and the details of that. So the Gemara says, "Bekesef al yedei acherim ein avaloy al yedei atzmai." Now the implication of the Mishnah seems to be, according to the mayor, that he can only acquire himself and become free by somebody else giving kesef, giving money on his behalf, avaloy al yedei atzmai, but not on his own. Because Masha Kona Eved Kona Rabbi. Well, the Gemara asked, "B'maya Skinan, what's the scenario over here? Ilema Shaloimi Daitoi." So we're talking about somebody else is paying for the Eved to go free. So what's the scenario? Ilema Shaloimi Daitoi. Are we talking about that it's without the knowledge of the Eved? So somebody else goes over to the Odin and says, "I want to pay you money that your Eved should go free," and the Eved himself doesn't know about it. Well, how could that work according to the mayor anyway? Mechti shmeina leilat a mayor. Now, let's consider. We hear elsewhere that a mayor says, we learned it in Gittin, that Reb Meir holds that it's a detriment to the Eved to go free, because then he loses the ability to have relations with the Shivcha Knanis, which as an Eved he was allowed to. The Gemara points out over there, on the other hand, now he can marry Bas Yisrael, but the Gemara also points out that he would rather the hefkerness of that he can have relations with a Shivcha Knanis, and not even, and it can be outside of marriage and whatever, he can play around over there, as opposed to with a Bas Yisrael, then no, he's gonna have to be exclusively with her. So therefore he might prefer that. So it's a choiv for him, Reb Meir says. Plus, also, we learned over there, if he's an Eved of a Koyan, you have an additional Choyv in that he loses the ability to eat Truma. Anyway, but Tanena, and we learn in a Mishnah, Zochin La'odam Shaloi B'fonav Vein Chovin La'ela B'fonav. When it comes to making a schus for somebody, you can do that not in his presence, because we would assume that he would agree with it. But you can't create a detriment to somebody without his only b'fonav, only in his presence. So we can't be talking about that somebody else gave money without his das and says, "I want you Eved to go free with it," and that should work, because if it went to the mayor, it wouldn't work. Tosfos over there, Tosfos in that, in connection with that, Ksubas says that actually when the Gemara says Abda Behefkeira Nichale, really there might be another case where there's a difference between a Gadol and a Katan. A Katan who doesn't really know of these kinds of things yet, then he might be more willing than for him it might be less of a choiv and more of a schus to be freed than for a Gadol who already knows what it is to fool around with a Shifra Knanis. An interesting point also, by the way, is we're saying zoch in la'adam shalei b'fanav vein chav in la'el b'fanav. What happens if further on the Gemara is going to talk about the possibility that, according to the Chachamim, that freeing the Eved is considered a benefit to him, and therefore it can be done even shalei b'fanav? What happens if he protests and says, "I don't want to go free"? Does that make the difference? Does that make it that even the Chachamim would agree it's chavin, or would we say that not? There's machlokas we're showing him about that point. Anyway, so the mayor would say that you can't free the Eved without his consent. So obviously, therefore, the Mishnah, when it talks about other people giving money, has to be midaita, has to be with the Eved's consent. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to inform us that even so, it can only be through others, not through himself. Alma ain kinyan la'eved b'loy rabbi, which shows, therefore, that Reb Meir says there's no way for an Eved to acquire anything without his master acquiring it as well. So if the Eved earned some money or was given some money or what have you, automatically it would belong to the master, and therefore he can't now use himself, he can't now use it to free himself. Therefore, necessarily it has to be that other people are giving it to his master, bypassing the Eved. But based on Reb Meir's ain chovin la'adam shalei b'fanav, and his saying that it's a chov for an Eved to go free, then it would have to be those people are doing it with his das. Tosfos Yeshanim points out that what it is originally the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is telling us two chidushim. Number one, that it can be done, that it has to be done through, that number one, that it could be done through others. Well, number one, that it can be done through others, even shaloi midaitai. And number two, that he himself can't do it because kol mashakana eved kana rabbi. Now in the end, we're saying there's not two chidushim in it, there's not one. The fact is, the Achedim can't do it without his consent, but there, it is true that he himself can't do it regardless because he has no way to acquire that money and then give it to his master. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ihochi, if you're going to learn like that, that you're going to say that it means that they did it with the Eved's consent, Ema Sefer, then continue with the Mishnah, where it says, B'shtar al-yedei atzmei, where the mayor says that he can also be freed with a shtar receiving it himself, implying, on the face of it, it sounds like it means that Davka, he himself, has to receive the shtar. You can't give the shtar to a third party on his behalf. Now, the imidaitoi, if it's with the Eved's das, why shouldn't it work to give it to somebody else and the Eved will become free by that? You're going to say that maybe when Reb Meir says Ayde Atzmai, he doesn't mean it has to be by giving it into his hand. Maybe Reb Meir just means it could also be through his hand. In other words, he would say that the shtar could work equally well whether you give it to him or to somebody else. And then in that case, Reb Meir's chiddush would be the concept called Gite V'yadei Boin Kechad. He acquires his get, and he acquires a yad both at the same time. Meaning, in other words, we developed the idea before that an eved, in order to be zoiche in something, we learned about this extensively in Gittin as well, in order to be zoiche in something, you have to have a yad, you have to have the ability to acquire something. An eved doesn't have that, because we said, mashakana eved kona rabbi. What happens is, when you give him the get shichur, that together, simultaneously with that, he's acquiring the yad, because that's what the get shichur accomplishes, is to give him a yad, to give him the independence to be able to acquire something on his own. So in other words, if we were to say that's not gitev yadi bain ka'achad, if you were to say when you first give him the get, he doesn't yet have a yad, then the get wouldn't be able to take effect. Instead, like this, we're saying it does take effect. The instant that he receives the get is also the instant when he receives a yad and bavasachas, and therefore that now the get is able to be chal. So if you're going to say that that's what a mayor means, that he means, so you have your choice when it comes to a shtar, you can give it to the eved and it'll work on the grounds of gite v'yadei bain ka'achad, or you can give it to somebody else, and then that somebody else has a yad, of course, and he can be zoche in it on behalf of the eved, as long as the eved, again, we're saying according to the mayor, as long as the eved agrees. The problem with that is, v'holei toni hochi, but we learn in a b'raisa that that's not what the mayor holds. The Tanya, we learn in a b'raisa. B'shtar ayde atzmei v'loy ayde achedim divir a mayor. That the mayor says the shtar has to be to himself, not through others. So why not? So we seem to have a problem. If our Mishnah is talking about where it's with the das of the Eved, then, and it has to be in order for, according to the mayor, because ein chavin la'adam shalei b'fanav, then why shouldn't you be able to give the get to some, the get shichur to somebody else, and it'll work to free the Eved? And if you say it's shaloi midaitoi, and that's why you need to put it into his hand, well then how could kesef work, how could kesef work shaloi midaitoi when somebody else gives the kesef, when he doesn't agree that, when he doesn't know about it, he doesn't know about it, or he doesn't want it or whatever, and for him it would be a chayiv. So the answer is Amar Abaya la'olam shaloi midaitoi. So Abaya says the answer is that you could answer that. In fact, whether with kesef or whether with shtar, we are talking about shaloi midaitoi. You're going to say in that case, then how could it work? What happened to ein chavin la'adam shaloi b'fanav? The difference is v'shayni kesef. It's different when it comes to kesef. Hayov koni le ba'al korche. Since with kesef to begin with, you can acquire the eved even against his will. When the guy is first sold as an eved, he doesn't have to agree that you'll buy me with kesef. He gets bought whether he likes it or not. That's one point. A couple of the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosfos HaRosh, learn a little bit differently. They say the fact is also those people who are giving them money to free him, to free him, they could have just as well paid the same money to buy him and to buy him themselves. So, and that would have been, and that would have worked without the das of the Eved. So now, when there's a now, a buyer is saying when they're giving the same money to free him, then it also works. The Rashba points out that doesn't really fit with the continuation of the sugya, and the Rashba prefers the explanation that it means that to begin with, when he's sold as first time as an Eved, then it's with or without his das. So since that works, says Abaya, Makni le Baal Korche, therefore also Reb Meir would agree that Kesef can allow him to go free Baal Korche, even though in Chavin La'adam Shalei B'fanav, but this would be an exception to the rule because it's Kesef. So they want to ask Shtar Nami. Well, by that logic, a Shtar should be the same thing. A Shtar or so, an Eved can be acquired with or without, with his will or against it with a Shtar. Or again, to use the Ritva's Svara, other people who are giving the shtar to free him could, you don't have other people giving the shtar, never mind. With a shtar, though, the fact is, when you first buy an Eved with a shtar, then it's with or without his das. Why shouldn't it work the same way? If other people receive the shtar, shaloi midaita. The answer is, the Gemara says, they're different shtaris. Hai shtar l'chod, v'hai shtar l'chod. Each one's a different kind of shtar. The one's a shtar that says, I'm acquiring this Eved. The other, or I'm selling you my Eved, whatever it is. The other one is a shtar that's saying, Hareyata ben Chorin. So they're two completely different kinds of shtaris. So I'm going to ask, so what? Hochanami, hai kas v'lechod v'hai kas v'lechod. New, and the money is also different. One is money to buy him, one is money to free him. My answer is, okay, tiva mia chadhu. Okay, but the fact is, it's still the same kind of coins. There's no visible difference between the coins that are used for one versus the other. So therefore, you can say that whatever applies to one set of coins applies to the other. Since the coins are able to acquire him, shaloi midaitoi, then therefore they can also free him, Reb Meir would say, shaloi midaitoi. As opposed to the shtar, they are different kinds of shtaris, and therefore it would require his das. So Abaye says that would explain the difference. The kesef has to be accomplished by others because the Eved himself can't own the kesef. We don't care whether they're freeing him midaitoi or shaloi midaitoi, because for him to become an Eved or for them to acquire him as an Eved in the first place doesn't require his das, and therefore for them to do it now also doesn't. On the other hand, with shtar, it requires his das, and therefore, because ein chavin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, and therefore the mayor would say he has to receive the get in his own hand, and it works because gitei v'yad debarim kach. That's Abaya's answer. Rava Amar, Rava gives a different answer. Kesef, what it means is, the difference is kesef kabolas rabbi. The difference is, when it comes to kesef, it's his master is the one receiving, kabolas rabbi gormaloi. When it comes to kesef, when his master receives the money, that's what causes the shichur. So it's not, in other words, the people who give the money are not the ones who are making him free. They're enabling it. So you can't say ein chavin la'adam shalei b'fanav. The chavin is accomplished only when the master receives the money. Now the master is not doing it as the Eved's shliach. He's doing it for his own reasons. So therefore, so you can't apply there in chovin la adam shalai b'fanav. There's nobody here who is being chovin. When it comes to the other people, they're not being chovin because the master still has to accept the kesef. And when it comes to the master himself, you can't say in chovin la adam shalai b'fanav because the eved is his and he can do with him whatever he wants. As opposed to shtar kabbalas achedim gormaloi, when it comes to the shtar, if other people receive the shtar, that right away would cause him to go free, and so they can't receive it without his permission because ein chavin la'adam shalei b'fanav. So that would be another way of explaining the difference why Rav Meir would say that the kesef can be given by achedim, but the shtar cannot be received by achedim, because what is it that actually creates the shichur versus what is it that only enables it? Okay, so that explains Reb Meir's opinion. Which by the way, the Tosfos HaRosh makes an interesting point. We learned earlier in the perek when we talked about a shtar being used for gerushin versus for kiddushin, and kesef being, when we talked about the possibility, is it possible the same way as an isha can be niskadish with kesef, maybe she can also be divorced with kesef? And we mentioned the concept ein kateger nasa saneger, that you can't have the same thing serving as like the defense and the prosecution. So Rava holds that here, Abaya, you're saying there's a difference between one shtar and another, but there's no difference between one kesef and another. I don't hold of that distinction. The fact is, you would have to consider ein kateger nasa saneger, and therefore, how could you have the same thing be used for one and for the other, the same kind of kesef, and therefore, Rava has to resort to a different reason. Okay. Now, we said in the Mishnah, v'chachamim oimrim b'kesef ayidatzma, right? Now, the Chachamim had disagreed with Reb Meir. They had said that the Eved can pay his own kesef, his own money, to go free. So now the implication seems to be b'kesef ayidatzma ein, ayidachedim loy. Here you seem to have the opposite implication. The Chachamim are saying it has to be ayidatzma, not through achedim. Well, am I? Why not? Nihi nami d'shalomi daitai. Even if it's shalom midaitai, so even if other people are giving the money without him knowing about it, so what? Mechti shmeinul hu l'rabbanon, da'amiz chusu sh'yetze mitachas yad rabbi l'cheirus. Do we find in that Gemara in Gitnen Ksuvus that the Chachamim hold that it's considered a schus for an eved to go free? It's true he loses out the ability to have a shivcha knanis, but on the other hand, he gains many more things. He gains more mitzvahs. He gains the ability to marry a bas yisrael. So we learn that when it comes to a schos, you can create that for a person, even not in his presence, but a choyv you have to do in his presence. So if according to the Chachamim, freeing the eved knani is considered a schos, then why would they say that the kesef has to be given by the eved himself? Why can't it be given by somebody else with or without the eved's knowledge or consent? And here's where I mentioned before, you have a machlokas rishonim. What about if the eved is specifically protesting and saying, loy etze chofshi, I don't want to go free, for whatever reason? Would that override this idea of zochin la'adam shalai b'fanav? And we would say, in that case, for this eved, it's a choyv, and we can't do that. Or would we say, bot la'daita etze kol adam, that we ignore what he's saying because everybody wants to be free? Anyway, why would the Chachamim say that the kesef has to be given by himself? V'chi tema mai ayde atzmai af ayde atzmai. So you're going to argue that maybe ayde atzmai in the Mishnah means also ayde atzmai. In other words, that the Chachamim would say that kesef works either way, whether he himself gives it or whether somebody else gives it. V'kamash malon diyesh kinyan la'eved b'lay rabbi. In which case, then the Chachamim are telling us the chiddush, or are telling us an additional chiddush, that the Eved is able to acquire something without his master acquiring it, as we're going to talk about further on Omer Beis. Ihochi ema sefer. If you're going to learn that way, then look at the next part of what the Chachamim are saying. B'shtar ayde achedim. You're saying the shtar would have to be given by achedim. The implication seems to be v'lo yayde atzmo. The implication would seem to be, but not by himself, because if you're going to understand that the resha means ayde atzmo, it means it could be either way, ayde atzmo or ayde achedim. Now, what you have is, in other words, the Ritva explains And the fact is, you can't have both parts of the statement in the Mishnah are going to be inexact. It can't be that Al Yedei Atzmai means himself or Acherim. And in the Sefer, when it says Al Yedei Acherim means or Al Yedei Atzmai, because then that's not the style of the Mishnah. At least one of them needs to be exact. So therefore, when it says B'shtar Al Yedei Acherim, the implication seems to be only through Acherim, not Al Yedei Atzmai. Because otherwise it should have, otherwise neither the Reisha nor the Sefer is exact. Now the problem is, we know for a fact, as we said before, that Gitte V'yadei Boin Ke'achad, in fact, Rashi says, it's not just that we know that that's the halacha, we see Maisim B'chol Yoim, we see many times that an Eved receives his own Get Shichru and goes free. So obviously, Gitte V'yadei Boin Ke'achad works, so why shouldn't it work if he himself receives the shtar? So you're going to say maybe Ayde Acherim means also through Acherim. You're going to say that then the chiddush is telling us that exact point, that it is a schus for an eved, not like Rameyer holds that it's a choiva, but rather that it's a schus for an eved to go free. So then in that case, so you would say maybe what the Mishnah means is it's fine. You would like to say that the Mishnah is exact, but still, maybe you're going to have to say that maybe they mean that in both cases, the Chiddush is, in other words, that fine, you're saying both parts of the Mishnah are saying either way would work. But what we're saying is in the Sefer, the Mishnah would be mentioning only Ayidei Atzmai to tell us only Ayidei Acherim to tell us the Chiddush, that even if the Acherim receive it, and you could argue like a mayor that shouldn't work because Ein Chavin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, no, the Chachamim are going to say it's a Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav, and therefore it would work. Well, if that's the case, then the Mishnah could combine them all together. Instead of mentioning the Kesef Ayde Atzmai or the Shtar Ayde Acherim, just say flat out, the Kesef or Shtar, Bein Ayde Acherim, Bein Ayde Atzmai. Kesef and Shtar, both of them work, whether through Acherim or through Atzmai. So why not mix them together? The fact that the Mishnah is putting them separately seems to imply that they do in fact have different dinim, and one of them works only if he himself does it, and the other one works only if the Acherim do it. And the question is why. This machloikas that we mentioned before, what happens if the Eved specifically says that he doesn't want to go free? So when the Gemara is saying over here that conceivably the Mishnah could have put both Kesef and Shtar together and said both of them work Ayde Atzmai, Ayde Acherim, that maybe seems to imply, like the Shitta of the Rif and the Rambam, that everybody would agree that according to the Chachamim, you don't need the Eved's Das for either kind of thing, Kesef or Shtar. On the other hand, again, you have Rishonim, the Ramban, and other Rishonim who learn that no, it's one thing Kesef would work whether he protests or not, for the reasons that we said before. Because Abaya said, after all, Kesef brings him in as a slave without his das, so therefore it can take him out whether he likes it or not. But a shtar would require his das. So according to that, there would actually be a slight difference between Kesef and shtar, whereas according to the Rif and so forth, there would be no difference. Anyway, so what's going on over here? What do the Chachamim hold about Kesef and Shtar, and why are they mentioning in the Mishnah Kesef Ayde Atzmai and Shtar Ayde Acherim, when on the face of it, according to the Chachamim, it should work, either one should work either way? So we have to understand the Mishnah as follows. When they say the Kesef, Bein Ayde Acherim, Bein Ayde Atzmai, as far as Kesef, they're saying, the Chachamim, that it works whether other people give it or whether he himself gives it. The shtar ayde acherim v'loy ayde atzmai. On the other hand, so it works ayde acherim with or without his das, because the chum holds it's a schus for him. You don't even need to resort to the svara before, or to Abaya's svara before, that kesef is acquiring him Baal Kofa, because according to the Chacham, it doesn't matter. It is a schus for him. The only nafkamina, again, would be in that case that the Rishonim discuss if he protests and says, I don't want to. But normally, if he's not protesting, we would say giving kesef for him is a schus, and therefore that can be done shalei b'fanav. Or it would work ayde atzmai, because the Chacham hold that he himself, as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, is able to acquire money in a certain way without his master acquiring it. On the other hand, when the Mishnah says bishtar ayde acherim, that would mean v'lo yayde atzmai, that would mean he himself can't receive the shtar, but that would actually be Rav Shimon Elazar. That would be according to Rav Shimon Elazar, who says, in fact, no, even though you're saying maisim b'chol yoyim, that an eved receives a shtar and goes free, no, Rav Shimon Elazar would say that doesn't work. He doesn't hold of the concept of gitev yade boin kachad. So he says, you have a problem. If you give him the get, he doesn't, how is he acquiring that get when he doesn't yet have a yad? Therefore, he says it doesn't work. So that part, when we're saying that the shtar has to be ayde acherim, that would be according to Rav Shimon Elazar. The Tanya, as in fact we learn in a Braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar omer af bishtar ayde acherim v'lo ayde atzmai. Rav Shimon Elazar says, just like Rav Meir is saying that kesef works only ayde acherim, he says the same way shtar would work only ayde acherim. So therefore, v'shalosh machlokas b'dover, so you really have not two opinions over here, but three. So you have like this. According to the mayor, the Eved can be freed by Kesef, but it has to be Aydeh Chedim. It can't be through him himself, because he has no way of owning Kesef. It can be Aydeh Chedim, and even Shalomi Daitoy, as Abaya and Rava explained before, whether because Kesef brings him in as an Eved without his Das, or because, or that they themselves could have bought him as an Eved without his Das, or because, as Rava pointed out, what really makes the Shichru is the master receiving the Kesef. So therefore, he says that the kesef can be only ayde acherim, not ayde atzmai, because he doesn't have kesef of his own. As far as shtar, Rav Meir would say that since ein chovin la'adam shalai b'fanav, therefore it has to be that he himself receives the shtar, not that other people receive the shtar, unless it's with his das. That would be according to Rav Meir. The Chachamim would say that all four possibilities work. Kesef and Shtar would each work, whether Ayde Atzmai or Ayde Acherim. All four of them would work. Kesef would work because they say Zochin L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav, and they consider it a S'chus. Ayde Atzmai would work because they say he has a way of acquiring Kesef to pay for his freedom. Shtar would work, Ayde Atzmai or Ayde Acherim. Ayde Atzmai because Gitev Yadei Boin Kachad, and Ayde Acherim because Zochin L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav. Rav Shimon Elazar is a third opinion. He would say that kesef, he would agree with the mayor that kesef has to be only ayde acherim, because he has no way of acquiring kesef of his own. So the kesef necessarily has to be ayde acherim. As far as the shtar, he says it also has to be ayde acherim, because he doesn't hold a gitev yodei boin kachod, and therefore he wouldn't acquire the get if you gave it to him himself. So that is why the Mishnah can't just say Rishtar bein ayde acherim bein ayde atzmai, because the Mishnah is also presenting the third opinion of Rav Shimon Elazar, which is spelled out more clearly in a Braisa, and therefore you can't say that Kesef and Shtar have the same kind of thing. So therefore, in other words, Rashi also adds, you can't say that it means that the Chachamim would say the shtar can only be ayde acherim, and Rav Shimon Elazar agrees with that, because the problem is then it would come out that the concept of gitev yodei boin ka'echad is agreed to only by Rav Meir. Both the Chachamim and Rav Shimon Elazar would disagree with that, and it's not so. We don't want to say that this concept of gitev yodei boin ka'echad is only according to Rav Meir. We want to be able to say that the Chachamim would agree with it also, because after all, it is the halacha. So therefore, of necessity, we have to say that only the part where it says in the Mishnah, "Bishtar ayde acherim," only that part is presenting Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion and explaining in what way he differs with Rav Meir. But other than that, up to that point, the Mishnah is like the Chachamim. And then Tosfos goes and discusses it in more detail, and then comes out and says that no, maybe not necessarily. You have the Chachamim that we're talking about are not the Chachamim of our Mishnah, but rather they would be the Chachamim of the Braisa, And they, but the Mishnah itself would only be presenting the opinions of Reb Meir and of Reb Shimon HaLazar. Omer Rabba, my time with the Reb Shimon HaLazar. So Rabba says, why does Reb Shimon HaLazar say that you can't say Gite V'yodei Bo'in Kachod? Because he says, Gomer loh me'isha. He learns the Gzeira Shava on the word loh from a wife, which we know we do have that Gzeira Shava, and we do learn from it various details, including, again, the fact that an Eved can be freed by a get, Shichru, in the first place, is learned from that Gzeira Shava. But he also says, ma'isha, ad sheyotzi get the reshus she'en shaloi, with an isha, the get has to be taken out to a reshus that's not his. As we learned late in Masechta Gittin, that the get, can, for example, if the husband were to take the get and put it someplace in his own reshus, it wouldn't work. It has to be placed into the woman's hand or into her reshus or something like that. And therefore it works. So the same way, af eved nami, ad sheyotzi get, l'rishus she'en shaloi, the same way also an eved, it has to be that the get goes out to a rishus, which is not his. So therefore, at the time, the eved is not, at the time when the get is being given, the eved is still his, so it's not a separate rishus. Therefore, Reb Shimon HaLazar says, that's why we can't say gite v'yodei bo'in kachon. Meanwhile, Rashi says, well, the Chachamim also agree with that Gzeira Shava, but they take it in a different sense. They say the same way as a wife can receive her own get, the same way the Eved can receive his own get. Okay. The Gemara says, Boi Rabba. The question now is, Rabba asks, L'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Eved Knani Maushi Yasa Shliach L'Kabel Gite Miyad Rabba. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says, we don't hold of gite v'yodei bo'in ke'echad. You have to have somebody else receive the get shichru on behalf of the Eved. Well, can the Eved Knani appoint a shliach to do the job for him? Does it have to be that the acherim are doing it on their own, or can it be that the Eved appoints somebody for that purpose? Tosfos brings that one way of understanding the question is, If the Eved tells somebody else, you be my Shliach Kabbalah, then, now we learned in Gittin, for example, we talked about an Isha is able to appoint a Shliach Kabbalah, where she says to the Shliach, the moment you receive the get, it'll be considered like I received it. So does that work with an Eved? So does that work with an Eved or not? That when that other person receives the get, then it'll be effective. In other words, Tosfos says it's one thing if he didn't tell him and the guy does it on his own, sure, we said before, but maybe telling the person, receive my shtar, makes things worse because then it turns it into a shlichus, and maybe we would say an Eved doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach. That's one way of understanding the question. Another way is, when Reb Shimon HaLazar says, b'shtar ayde achirim, does it mean that the shliach has to appoint this person does it mean that the Eved has to appoint this person as a shliach, in which case it would be the same way as by a get isha, where you can't have some random person receive the get on her behalf. It has to be that she appointed the shliach. And again, then if he's not moicha, then it would work that somebody else could even do it without his das. Or would it be? It's not a matter of shlichus. Since Reb Shimon HaLazar says the Eved himself can't receive the get, therefore Ayde Acherim would mean it doesn't even matter, even if he protests. So again, Tosfos is dealing with this question that we dealt with before. If the Eved protests and says, I don't want to, would that work or not for somebody else to receive it on his behalf? So would we say that it's a matter of shlichus and therefore it requires his consent, or would we say it's not a matter of shlichus and it doesn't matter? That was the second way. And again, the first way in Tosfos was that maybe just the opposite. If he says to the guy, be my shliach, maybe that makes things worse because he's an Eved and maybe doesn't have the ability to appoint a shliach. So the question is, Rabba says, on the one hand, we could say, given to Gomer loh me'isha, since again, as we said, he's learning the Gzeira Shava on the word loh from a woman receiving her get, well, therefore, ki'isha, then therefore it should be like the case of a woman who can appoint a shliach to receive her get, as we learned in Gittin, and as we're going to learn, we didn't really learn in Gittin the basis for how we know that she can appoint a get. We're actually going to learn that in the second parak of Amasechta. Anyway, Oiduma Ishi Oiduma. Maybe you could say differently. Isha deihi motzi mekabelas gita. When it comes to the isha, where she herself is capable of receiving her get, because she has a yad to receive it, shliach nami motzi meshavya. Then she's also able to appoint a shliach for the purpose. Eved deihu le mekabel gita. But Rav Shimon Elazar says the eved himself can't receive the get yet because he doesn't have a yad. And like he said, putting it in his yad would be the equivalent of the master putting the shtar in his own property. So then you could argue shliach nami le motzi meshavi. Maybe therefore the eved is not capable of appointing a shliach either. Again, with the two possibilities that Tosfos says of how we understand the question over here. Do we say that telling him be my shliach makes things worse, or are we saying that it has to be that he appoints a shliach and not that, or do we not that he has to appoint a shliach, but that we say it has to at least be with his consent, and therefore that if he were to protest, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, "Bosa de boya." After Rabbah asked the question, "Hoder poshta," then he was able to answer it. He answered, "Yes, loh loh keisha." It means Reb Shimon Elazar holds the full gzeira shava like an isha. So therefore, just like an isha can make a shliach, so can the eben. He himself can acquire the get, but he could appoint a shliach for that purpose. And it means also, to use Tosfos' second possibility, it means it would require his consent. So the Gemara asks, if you're going to learn that way, if you're going to learn that way, the Ela Hoda Amar of Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, we consider what Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says in a Gemara in Nedarim. Now the Gemara discusses over there, you have a Mishnah that talks about a case where a person is mudir hanah from somebody else. He made a neder not to have hanah. Reuven made a neder not to have hanah from Shimon. And the Mishnayos goes through over there in many different scenarios. What kind of hanah would he be? What kinds of things is Shimon allowed to do for Reuven and whatnot? And one example was we talked about if Shimon is a kohen, he can offer Reuven's korbanos. He's moder hanah. It doesn't matter. So the Gemara discusses over there the question where you have to consider when the kohenim offer our korbanos, are they doing it as our shluchim or are they doing it as shluchim of Hashem? If you say there's shluchim of Hashem, then therefore it doesn't matter whether Reuven is also to have hanah from Shimon. Shimon is not doing the avoda as an agent of Reuven. He's doing it as an agent of Hashem. So therefore, there's no problem. If you say that Shimon is doing it as an agent, as a shliach of Reuven, then maybe you have a problem. So the Gemara discusses it back and forth. And Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, Hani kani shlucha d'rachmano ninu. We can show necessarily that the kohenim are shluchim of Hashem. Because Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, if you were to think that they are shluchim of our own, that we're the ones who appoint them to bring our korbanos on our behalf, then how could you imagine that you have something where we ourselves can't do it, but others can do it for us? We ourselves can't bring korbanos. If the kohenim are our shluchim, the shliach can't be any stronger than the mashalayach. So therefore, how would the kohen be able to offer the korbanos if we can't? Obviously, the answer is Hashem is the one who appointed them, and therefore Hashem gives them powers that He doesn't give to us. So we answer that yes, the kohenim are shluchim of Hashem. Tosfos discusses over here, and it's relevant to that Gemara and Nedarim. Do we mean the question of the Gemara to begin with was, are they exclusively shlucha d'rachmana, or are they also shlucha didan? And besides the nafkamina, as far as mudr hanah, the nafkamina would also be if they offer the korban without the knowledge or without the consent of the owner, whether it'll be a kosher korban or not, Tosfos discusses. By the way, there's a well-known family of kohenim whose last name is Kashdan, and they get their last name from the acronym over here, Kahani Shluchi D'Rachmano Ninu. Anyway, so Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua proves logically that they're exclusively Shluchim of Hashem. So now, if you're going to say, so what's the basis for his argument? Because it's impossible to have, well, a scenario where you yourself can't do something but your shliach could. Well, now you have to ask, Veloy, isn't it so? According to what Rabbah is explaining over here, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, you have exactly that. According to Reb Shimon Elazar's understanding, according to Rabbah's understanding of Reb Shimon Elazar, the Eved himself cannot receive his get, and yet he's able to appoint a shliach to do that. So wouldn't that show, therefore, that such a thing is possible, and that would break down Reb Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua's logic? The answer is, the Gemara says, v'loyi. That's not a valid comparison. Yisrael lo shaychi b'toras korbanos klal. The difference is that when it comes to a Yisrael and korbanos, a Yisrael is not shaych to the concept of korbanos at all, in the sense that there's no way that a Yisrael is able to bring korbanos, that you never have that a Yisrael is able to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Eved shaych b'gitin, on the other hand, that Eved is shaykh when it comes to gittin, not in the sense, fine, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, he can't receive his own get because he doesn't hold gittin v'yadei bar k'echad, but an eved could receive a get shichur for a different eved. Unlike a Yisroel, we don't say when it comes to korbanos that a Yisroel can't bring his own korbanos, but he could bring somebody else's korbanos, obviously not. So therefore, so you have a big difference, as opposed to an eved can't receive his own get shichur, but he can receive somebody else's, so he has a certain shaykhus to gittin. D'tanya, as in fact we learn in a Braisa. Nirin advarim, it seems logical to say, that an Eved can receive a get shichru for a different Eved from that different Eved's master. Because after all, what do you need? We said before, Reb Shimon Elazar compares a get shichru to a get isha, and therefore it has to be that it leaves the husband's rishus. Fine, he left the master's rishus. The other Eved doesn't belong to him, so now it's in somebody else's rishus. Avaloi miyad rabbi shaloi, not to receive from his own master, because then we wouldn't say gitiv yadei barin kachad. So therefore, yes, we see that an Eved is capable of receiving a get and having it take effect, just not his own get. So therefore, you could say that also he's able to appoint a shliach, as opposed to a Yisrael, where you don't have any case where Yisrael can bring korbanos. He could, by the way, when bomos were mutter outside the Beis Hamikdash, but we're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, where you have all the rules of korbanos, there Yisrael was never bringing. Okay. So that explains Reb Shimon Elazar's opinion. Now, we said in the Mishnah, according to the Chachamim, that we said kesef can be done ayde atzmai, that he himself can give the kesef, but ovovad sheyehei hakesef mishalachayim. However, that requires that the kesef should be, to begin with, given by others. So, Reb Meir, meanwhile, had disagreed with that and said, even if others gave kesef to him to free himself, it still wouldn't work. It has to be that the achayim give the money directly to the other. So, the Gemara says, "Name of Bahakamifti." Well, does that mean that the underlying machloikus between the mayor and the chachamim is on this point? Did a mayor sava ain't kinyan eved b'le rabbi? Reb Meir would hold that an eved is never able to acquire anything without his master automatically acquiring it. The ain't kinyan leisha b'le baila, and in a similar vein, Reb Meir would also say that a wife can't acquire anything without her husband automatically acquiring it. Now, that has nothing to do with our sugya. Rashi explains it's mentioned over here because it's a similar kind of thing. The same way as an eved, his mais yodav and his mitzia belong to his master, so it is by a wife. So therefore, the mayor is putting those together. Whereas the chachamim would hold, it's possible for an eved to acquire money without his master acquiring it, and it's possible for a wife to acquire money, to acquire property or money or whatever, without her husband acquiring it. Do we have to say that is the machlokas of Meir and the Chacham? Which, by the way, there is a din in that regard. If the husband himself gives her something, then fine, then it means that he's forfeiting any right over it. So then for sure she owns that. In the case of an Eved, you don't have that, because an Eved, we said before, doesn't even really have a yad of his own to acquire anything. Anyway, so is that the machlokas? So the Gemara says not necessarily. Omer Rabba Omer of Sheshes, De Kula Alma En Kinin Le'Evad B'Lei Rabba V'En Kinin Le'Isha B'Lei Baila. Everybody might agree to that point. The Chachamim also. V'Hocha Maya Skinan. What would be the scenario over here? De Achne Le Acher Mono V'Omer Le Amenas She'en L'Rab Chol Rishos Bay. Somebody else gives this Evad a mono, or whatever amount of money, and says, I'm giving it to you on condition that your master has no Rishos in it. So does that condition work? Reb Meir Sava, ki omer le koni, as soon as he says to him, you be koine, no good. Koni eved, koni, koni rabbi. The eved acquires it, but then immediately his master acquires it, because masha koni eved koni rabbi. Ki omer le amenas, when he continues and says that it should be on condition, then loy klum komele, then when he's saying doesn't count for anything, such a t'nai cannot be effective. Such a t'nai cannot be effective. In effect, in other words, Rishonim point out that Amban and the Rashba point out it would be an example of masnal mashakos of a Torah. You can't make a t'nai against what it says in the Torah, and the Torah says mashakona evit kona rabbi, and therefore you can't override that with a t'nai. The Rosh gives a different point that it kind of contradicts it. So what is it? Imagine if you give somebody a money and you say, I'm giving you this money, but you're not to be zoicha in it. So that kind of contradicts each other. Well, when you're giving it to the Eved, where Yad Eved, Ki Yad Rabbi, then Reb Meir would say it doesn't work. The Tanai contradicts the Maisa, and therefore it's no good. But Rabbanan Savri, Kivin to Omale, Amanas, Ahanale Tanai. Whereas the Chum would say that no, if he said Amanas, then the Tanai is effective, either because they hold that you can be Masnal, Masha Kosova Torah, where it's a Dovish of a Mammon, as it is in this case, or because they hold that the two things don't necessarily contradict one another. Anyway, so that would be one way of explaining the machloikas. So you're not talking about that the Eved acquired something, Stam, and the question is whether his master acquired it. The case over here is that they specifically told him, you're given this money, I'm going to ask that your master shouldn't own it, and the question is whether that's effective or not. Rabbi Lozo, Omar, Rabbi Lozo learns differently. No, Kol ki hai gavim de kol amalei pligi de koni Eved de koni Rabbi. No, if that were to be the case, if that would be the case, if he actually said clearly that tonight, I'm going to ask that your master shouldn't own this money, then everybody would agree that once the Eved is koinet, then and his master acquires it, everybody would agree that such a tonight is ineffective. The case would be that somebody else gives him the money, but Omalani tells him, I'm a nasha tetsa by lechevis. He says explicitly, this money is being given to you for the purpose that you should go free. So now, the mayor Savar, so again, the mayor is going to figure, ki Omalai koni, when he tells him, you acquire the money, right away, koni evid koni rabbi, immediately the master acquires what the evid did, masha koni evid koni rabbi, because the evid has no mitzios of his own. Which, by the way, you know, we learn about that in Avoda. When we say we have to be an Eved of Hashem, means the same thing. We should have no Metzius of our own. Anyway, V'chi Amalei Amanas Leiklum Kamalei. Again, when he tells him Amanas that you will go free with it, then that can't count for anything. Either, again, because Masna Mashakos of Atarada, or because it contradicts the first statement. But Abanan Sabri, whereas the Chum hold, no, the master in that case is not automatically getting that money. L'didei Nami Holei Kamakalei. After all, even the Eved himself is not being given this money. D'holei Amalei Ela Amanas Shetetze by Lecheres. He's being told that this money is only on condition that you go free with it. So in other words, it's not like in the previous case where you tell him, I'm a nascha in the rab for Rosh Hashanah, conceivably, the Eved could use it for whatever he wants. He could use it to buy his freedom, but he could just as well spend it on something else and it would work, because that's the Tanai. But here where the Tanai is specifically that you'll go free with it, if he were to use it for something else, it's not his to use for something else, b'chlal. So therefore, the Chacham would say, that in that case, then the Odin is not going to acquire that money, and therefore now the Eved can use it for the purpose that he was given it for, namely to go free. So that would be the difference. In other words, whether up until now the Eved had a free hand with that money or not. So we'll continue this point tomorrow and discuss further this question about what Reb Meir holds and what the Chachamim hold in terms of when you give money to an Eved, is his master automatically acquiring it or not? Tosfos discusses over here, starts by saying the halacha would be like Reb Meir, that in fact, ain't kinyan le'Eved b'lo rabbi, v'ain kinyan le'isha b'lo baila, And specifically, it would be that that Tosfos discusses that it would be specifically according to Rav Sheshis's understanding, which is that if he says I'm a nascha ein lo rab for reshus loy, then according to Rav Meir, that wouldn't work. But if he says I'm a nascha teitzer by the chayrus, even then Rav Meir, then even Rav Meir would agree that it works. And Tosfos discusses at great length all the ins and outs of that, and compares it with many different sugyas throughout Shas. How that works. So that's Rav Natan discusses that at some length. Then the Ri says maybe not necessarily. Maybe in fact the halacha is like Rav Elazar's understanding of Rav Meir and the Chachamim, that even when you tell him I'm a nasr teitzer by lecherus, it wouldn't work. And again, Tosfos goes into a long discussion about the ins and outs of that, and in the end, what the halacha is like. In Shulchan Aruch, in fact, it paskins more like Rabbi Lazar's understanding, but according to the Chachamim, not according to the Meir. Tosfos is saying the halacha might be like the Meir. We're saying that no, the halacha really would actually be like the Chachamim. That when he says I'm a nascha teitzer by lecheiros, it would work, and then the Eved can go free with it. But if he tells him I'm a nascha ein lo rab for reshus, then it wouldn't work. Shukriya, everyone.
It does.